And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave, alongside Trisha and Eric. Wow, what song is this?
This is Bruce Hornsby in The Range. It's Just the Way It Is.
Oh, excellent. That is excellent beyond belief. And then, again, thank you to Rosalind Kine. Get out and see her. The Catalina Jazz Club. I actually haven't been there. Have you been there?
I don't think I have, actually.
Okay.
It's a very intimate venue. Like she said, 250 people. So it'll be very nice. And her voice, oh my gosh. It's basically, everybody's familiar with Barbra Streisand's voice. It's basically the same clarity and everything, just a lower register. She doesn't go quite as high, but what a show person. I mean, oh my goodness. She puts on a great show. And
I would have loved to have seen the Barbra Streisand and Rosalind Kine together on that tour. I think it was 2012, I think they did. That must have been a magnificent show, too, the two sisters together on stage. How fun is that?
Oh, I could only imagine.
Yeah.
I could only imagine.
Imagine. That's a song from the Beatles.
But you know what I love? I love
John Lennon, actually.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, you're right.
But you know what I love also is that, you know, Rosalind has stayed close with Elliot Gould, even though, you know, they divorced, and she stayed close with her nephew.
Of course, they divorced, meaning Barbra and Elliot.
Right. Yeah. Right. And so, you know, But what a great person he was, too.
I loved him. He was so profound and had such great insights. And if I had to describe him, he was so compassionate to people. And then, of course, we saw just before they gave him the award. And,
we saw
MASH.
And, yeah.
And, you know, Eric, I know you've seen MASH, the movie. I didn't remember it the way we just saw it at the Sedona International Film Festival. That is a fantastic movie with great acting. I mean, it was good, and it was a basis, obviously, for the TV show that was very popular.
I think the last time I saw MASH, the movie, was probably just in the last 2 or 3 years.
Oh, you have? Uh-huh. You're a fan? That's good, right?
Yeah, I mean, Kathleen had never seen it, so...
Oh. I thought it was an excellent
movie. Yeah, it was
movie.
Great.
I had not seen it before. I loved the TV show, because I grew up with the TV show.
Right,
but
Mike Farrell.
I think I was a little bit young when the movie came out, and I just didn't go and watch it. But
yeah, I don't think I ever saw it in the theater, because I was probably too young for that, too.
Wow. Where did I see it, then? Who knows?
Probably in the theater.
That's a good one.
No, but you know, just awesome people. And I mean I can't say enough about our experience at the Sedona Film Festival. And there's going to be lots of pictures and interviews and everything up on our website. But those tickets as well for Love. Make sure that you do go to our website, Break Radio, BREAK Radio, RADIO Show, SHOW.com. Click on the big F for our Facebook for your opportunity to win those two tickets.
Yeah, we'll announce how that's going to come about. And I guess the big premiere is, what did they say, June 14th?
July 14th, although 60% of the 60% of the show is kind of already in place, but July 14th is going to be the premiere of 100% of the show.
Yeah, so. And that's going to be fabulous. I mean, it's fabulous anyway. And Las Vegas in July is not a bad way to go. Go swimming. Yeah, it gets a little hot, but a lot of things to do. Walk around. See shows. That's what we sort of like. We love the shows, of course, but they have a lot of great hotels, resorts, and a lot of good swimming action, of course.
Well, the Mirage, the spa, the Mirage, I really enjoy.
Yeah.
My review is on the Spa Spotlight.
That's a good
on
one.
Our website as well. They, you know, you think that, you know, that's the spa that is one of the favorites of the Kardashians, but it's classic. It's not splashy. It's not the largest one there, but it's a classically great spa.
And great service. I was there. I think, every day, and they have, the hot, you know, the whirlpools, the hot tubs, steam room, always something I love. Mm-hmm. And they have this area where you can watch sports and, you know, have healthy drinks.
And they have that nice barber shop that you went to.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a man cave.
Yeah, they shaved me, actually. Eric, can you believe they shaved my face with a straight razor?
Yeah.
You've had that before?
Doesn't it feel wonderful?
I was getting a little nervous.
Really,
so.
Trust the guy.
Yeah, I know.
Or the girl. They have a really...
I think a guy did.
Well, a guy did yours, but they do have a female barber there.
Yeah,
that specializes in.
But it is scary because But it's not. Well, not really scary because they're trustworthy.
They're professionals,
obviously.
Yes.
And professional, like you said. But it is sort of cool. They did a great job, actually. I didn't feel anything, and they did this nice shave, and I looked
10
years
awesome.
Younger. Is that weird?
And you have two smiles now.
Yeah, exactly. It is a cool place. So,
but he stayed smooth so much longer than when he shaves with just a three
get
blade
a shave
four
and
blade.
Stay longer. That's what I'm saying.
There's a place over at Pavilion. Is it Pavilions or Pavilion? Scottsdale?
I think it's Pavilion.
Yeah, I don't know.
They have sure. There's a barbershop over there that does all that.
Oh, really?
Puts the hot towel on your face.
Yeah, that's right. We did the hot towel treatment. Yeah, that was great.
More and more men are getting involved in spa treatments and going to spas and enjoying.
Like pedicures or cues or whatever it's called. Pedicure.
Well,
mani-pedis.
Mani-pedi. Do you do a mani-pedi?
I've had a pedi, but not mani.
What's a pedi?
The pedicure.
What's a mani?
The
manicure is your fingers, and then the pedicure is your feet. But yeah,
do they massage your feet or something?
Yeah, they do. They massage your legs and feet.
How is that?
And do a salt scrub.
Oh, you like it.
Or a salt sugar scrub.
There's a lot of foot massage places now. Have you been to one?
No.
No, right? And one in Scottsdale.
I like the reflexology as well, although that's kind of like a daytime, quick little getaway. You go into one of those places because they're not fancy. They're not like oh my goodness, you want to go for a really nice treatment. You go to like the Boulders. I'm going to be.
The Golden Door, isn't it?
It's what I think it used to be, the Golden Door, but I will tell you, the Boulders. I
need the golden egg to get in.
No, right. No.
Maybe several.
I'm going to be doing a review on them on Spa Spotlight very soon. But one of the backstories that you're going to be hearing about is that they actually had a shaman come out to the site, and he camped there on the site for an extended period of time. And then the feelings that he got from the land, he then was able to tell the architects where to place the various aspects of the resort. So where the hotel is placed, the way it's facing, where the entrance is, the spa. It's just beautiful. And they have like an herb garden where you can go out and cut your own herbs, and then they'll use it in your treatment
that's legal
at
here
the
in
spa. Not those kind of herbs. But and then that's also where they get their herbs to cook for your meals, and it's just such a beautiful spiritual place. You just feel it. I spent a good hour after they have this circular thing that you walk and you do a ritual at that is supposed to help to cleanse your mind and your spirit, and then they have these hammock swings, and I just sat there talking with my companion, and we just enjoyed the feel and the solitude of the area. Even though there's a lot of people, they weren't right there in the area we were. The way that this spa is designed is phenomenal. So keep your eyes out for my review of Boulders, because the spa at the Boulders is awesome. And they actually have, you were talking about you need the golden egg. They actually run some really great deals. So even if you are not a spa girl that loves to go to spas all the time, there are deals, and you've got to go have their signature facial or signature massage. It's awesome.
Now, you said a shaman?
Yes.
So is that, Eric, you remember, please don't squeeze the shaman.
Please don't squeeze the shaman.
Yeah. So unless you're a female that loves spas. Okay, so yeah, I went there too. I did enjoy it.
Yeah, you enjoyed it.
But the one in San Diego I really like a lot. It's not fancy, but Navajo.
That's a reflexology.
But that's a cool place.
It's like a day spa.
It was good.
Yeah.
Kathleen loves the place in Paradise Valley Mall. It's called Relax Your Back.
Oh, Relax Your Back.
And for like $10, you get a 15-minute massage.
Oh, that's not too bad. I haven't seen that one, but right in the mall, huh?
Yeah, there's two of them. There's Relax Your Back and Relax Your Back 2.
Oh, wow. Well, two back-to-backs, huh?
Yeah, back-to-backs.
Wow. All I can tell you is that a 15-minute massage for me would be similar to going to a fine dining restaurant and only having a bite of an appetizer.
Oh, I like the full meal.
No,
actually. Eric, you like
the
full meal.
I need a minimum of an hour and preferably 90 minutes.
Okay.
I love 90. for a full body massage. Definitely.
Eric, have you had a full body massage?
Yes, I have.
And how was it?
It was great, except all I can remember. I the girl that gave me the massage, when she walked in, I was like, I don't want it to be a guy.
Yeah, exactly. mentioned that first.
When she came in, I was like, wow, she's pretty hot.
Yeah, and then after you left, did they raid the place?
No.
Okay.
And then all I could think of the whole time was how bad her breath was.
Oh, wow, really?
So that was kind of like, didn't make it as enjoyable as it could have been.
You know, that's too bad.
Well, that's sad.
When you're in that profession, I mean, that's got to be like a given, right?
And they're standing over you, you know, and like when she was massaging my head, she was like
breathing right down on you.
Onto my face.
What type of flavor was it?
It was like garlic or something.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. That is horrible.
She needed some chewing gum.
Oh, man. So
that obviously was not at the Boulders. They're very professional there.
Yeah.
Well, it was actually at Massage Envy.
Okay. Well, they're well known. They're huge. I guess that happened.
It wasn't very expensive. It was only like $40.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not. Those are, for the most part, they're newer massage therapists, because.
Yeah, but they've heard of brushing teeth, haven't they?
Well,
yeah, is that part of the massage school?
Yeah, I mean, you figure that's just part of it.
I mean,
right?
They should have like a kind of like a, what do you call it?
Breath 101.
Etiquette
or hygiene class in massage therapy.
I mean, that just to me is seems like a given, right? When you're dealing,
it's pretty
be.
Obvious.
It
yes,
should be.
But you know, I do like my feet massaged. So
yeah, me
she
too.
She spent a good time on my feet, and that made me happy.
Oh, because that of where she got her bad breath.
Maybe she wasn't sucking on my toes, Dave.
No, but I will tell you
that is also
Dave's favorite, and that's why
we
go to reflexology.
I do like
massages a lot and quite often because. Because that's his favorite kind of massage.
It really is. The feet. Is that your favorite too, Eric?
I love foot massage.
Yeah. How about like head massage? Just, you know, scalp.
That's good too.
Yeah.
But not as good as the feet.
I agree. There's something. And there's a lot of just feet massage.
I mean, how often do you stand on your head? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, reflexology, just to be fair, because so many of your chakras align with your feet. That's Eastern medicine.
That's true, actually.
Yeah, and so by getting a reflexology massage that concentrates on those points, it's extremely healthful.
You know, you're right. They have a like a diagram of a foot or the feet, and there's certain places that control certain body parts.
Right. Yeah.
And I go, please,
like
not
Chinese
not
medicine.
That one, but I said try a little bit to the left, and but they do.
You should look up what the Achilles tendon is.
Ooh, what is that? Oh, really? I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look it up today. In fact, there was that one in Scottsdale we sort of liked, the foot massage. But my favorite is the San Diego one.
Yeah,
Navajo.
And Navajo.
They were really cool. You know.
And I really like Karma.
Yeah, Karma. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, sort of
that
good.
Eh.
But the Scottsdale one was good. But they're all over the place. So I think. They sort of sprung up a little bit.
What's it called?
The feet massage. I forgot what it's called.
You have to look up reflexology.
There's a one by my house.
Oh.
But I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, they're
all over.
A lot of them are owned by Asian people.
This one is, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because it is reflexology, which is an Eastern art form or, you know, Eastern medicine. But yeah, they're very, very excellent.
Very, very good. Wow. So this has flown by, huh, Eric?
Another 3 hours.
I think I'm on my way to get a foot massage.
Yeah, lucky you. I wish I could go. However, this is Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX. And thank you to all the guests, from Rosalind Kine to Dan Niehaus to, all the other celebrations, all the guests from St. Patty's Day. I can't remember all of them, but thank you so much. Go to BreakRadioShow.com. BreakRadioShow.com. Click on the big F and you'll get some notification when we're going to give the tickets away. Two tickets to Love in Las Vegas. You don't want to miss that at all. And Eric, thank you so much. Always a pleasure seeing you. And everyone have a great day. We'll see you next week.